All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you know, we've been doing the show for a long time. So we're bound to repeat things at some point.
Including intros, yes.
Including intros. Well, this I'm going to keep doing this intro because I have to explain what I'm actually trying to explain away is I don't remember if we've done this before, but I want to cover that base.
Okay.
I have bought a large restaurant subsidiary. They own several different restaurants. I've used network money, and I've
Okay.
had them put the names of random games into fortune cookies.
Okay.
I can't remember. Have we done? Feels like we would have had to have done a fortune cookie, but
Yeah, that I mean in 5 years, that really feels like it would have come through.
like it seems too obvious. So
Yeah.
that's why I'm preparing it. But I got us both a fortune cookie,
Okay.
and I want to, so like a fortune, like normal fortune cookies, you have to eat the cookie first before you read the fortune, or it won't come true.
True.
So here you are.
All right, okay.
Go ahead and eat yours here.
Okay. Cardboardy.
Yeah. Fortune
Okay.
cookies really range from delicate vanilla wafer style, and then just kind of like matter the cookie the ride,
Yeah. I'm thinking, what's the deal? The paper would taste better than this.
we gotta put you into our fortune division. You write some good, those humorous ones
Yeah.
that pop up every once in a while. So go ahead and what does yours say?
Mine says Shaq Fu, but that can't be because we've already done that.
Okay, let me see what mine says and see if it adds on to it. Mine says, everything that you have ironic love for from your childhood will someday, this is really long, like it keeps scrolling, will someday be repackaged and sold to you with winking enthusiasm as a substandard meme-based product, also racism. The Legend Reborn.
I'm so let down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's like, fuck is the wrong word, but like, come on, Shaq.
Yeah, man, come on.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Outer Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us?
Dad. The
Dad.
yeah.
Dad.
The, I one of the things I like about Duck Feed is that like when we say like we want Shaq to be our daddy, there's no sexual subtext to it at all.
I mean, we didn't make that joke before daddy culture was a thing, but we definitely made it before it was an internet thing.
Well, we also didn't make the joke like it was never like we want Shaq to like tie his necktie around our hands and give us a good fucking. Like we always just want him to adopt us.
Well, I think you're speaking for yourself right now.
That could be the
Yeah.
case. I would
No,
like a new father. Cole would like a new lover. Shaq, get
no.
on that. You got a free weekend. Like
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Like
you got 35
that
minutes, make it happen.
is. Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's been a while since it's been long enough since we've really like leaned on this joke that it actually does like the oh please adopt us does take on that unsavory context. It absolutely did not have that context to begin with.
Yeah, at least as far as we know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in my conscious mind, it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. No, it was just he seems like he and I still think he'd be like a good guy despite being pretty grossed out by Shaq Fu the Legend Reborn.
Yeah.
Which is and I wanted to do this thinking it would be full of Shaq goodness and not thinking it would be like the Bubsy Reborn
Yeah.
episode, which is just about how, ironic appreciation will lead to real substandard products. Stop doing it. See Bubsy, see the Kingdom Hearts franchise, see like all of these things that just make this happen. Like stop ironically liking things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, you like just realize you actually like this thing, and
Yeah.
the irony just like leads to a weird kind of incentive for what should come next out of it, you know?
Yep. It's gonna make the developers do stuff like this, which is like similar to Bubs. Like this is actually has a very similar trajectory to the Bubsy thing, where like this is a much better playing game than Shaq Fu.
Yes.
You know, like I think this is a fine beat 'em up. Like mm-hmm. I had okay time like playing it. It's not great.
Some weird like input bugs aside, like this looks good and plays fine. It's snappy. The animation's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super functional.
Yeah.
As a thing. It's just because it was made by a company trying to be funny and cater to this meme-ness.
Mm-hmm.
Like the original version is dead serious, and that's why it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much for making that point, because yeah. the irony actually like undercuts the reason why the original is so funny.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and this is just tons of shitty meme jokes, and then like also toe up to the edge a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like trying to be a little bit edgy. Like, how racist can we be without being like capital R racist?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a bummer. That's a bummer place to be.
Right. Because it does take, you know, like the there is a fascination in hip hop with Kung Fu movie kind of stuff, which makes sense because Kung Fu movie stuff is good. Right.
Sure.
But like the things that are being mixed here, Kung Fu, hip hop and basketball are mm-hmm. all very good, objectively good things. They're leaning into just some really sketchy, like, oh, we're making a joke here and we have no interest in being politically correct. Ha ha. Whatever your opinion on that. And there, I believe there is a right opinion on that. Like, it's lazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not exceedingly lazy. It's not especially good humor. The only time I genuinely sorry. Okay,
you know what's funny about this construction shit? So we recorded the Exquisite Suffering episode where we did our I'm stuck between two houses that are both doing like some kind of construction.
Right.
And one of my windows is broken and will not close.
Right.
They stopped while we were between episodes. The fuckers.
Like, I didn't even notice that.
And they stopped. And then now we're recording again.
Yeah.
And they're like, gotta get drilling. what the fuck? Like, and it is, for people who don't have that Exquisite, I don't want to go through the whole thing. It is uniquely weird to have two separate constructions going on both sides of your house. It's very surreal and disorienting.
Right.
So like it'll key up, like I'll hear like somebody pull a chain to start a thing on one end and then it will start on the other end.
Doing like chainsaws. It just like
they're teaming up. So yeah, I apologize for how unpleasant it is. It's much more unpleasant for me. Rest assured.
Well, the funny thing is because of the setup and the gear we use, the noise gate that I'm running on you makes it sound, it makes it so we can only hear the sound when you're talking.
Okay. It's just something in my throat.
Yeah. Well, the idea that it gives me is that there's somebody in the room just waiting for you to talk and only revving the chainsaw when your mouth is open.
Like trying, like working me like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
It's all the time and it sucks. I really don't like it.
Yeah. The point that I was making though, for as hard as this game tries to be funny, and again, like the straight facedness of the original was kind of the entirety of its charm. The only time I laughed at this was when I noticed that the 100% heal pick me up, the power up is icy hot. Like that is funny to me.
It like the weird icy hot tie-in is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of jokes that are okay. I just don't like how like Camp Town racist it is. Camp Town racist. Sing this song.
No, please, but no, please don't.
Yeah, it's extremely dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
You know the game. Like there are funny bits about it when it's Shaq-centric.
Yes.
Like at one point I realized that the background music had replaced like one of the drum beats with somebody saying Shaq.
Yep.
Like in one of the songs. And I was like, that's very funny.
Yes.
You know, and Shaq is lending his real voice to this and he's game. He's not a good actor, but he's giving, you know, a all there performance,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I appreciate. It's just not, the things he's saying are just kind of like gross and memey and not funny.
Right.
And kind of racist. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like the first enemy you run into who is not the basic enemy,
mm-hmm.
like might be pretty transphobic. Like, I think that's supposed to be a demon or some kind, but they are coded as like flashy kind of, you know, women mans.
A little draggy.
Yeah, like a little draggy, and their voices are real, like kind of lispy, like dude doing a, you know, it just has a little bit of plausible deniability where it could be like a demon voice, but also sounds like somebody doing like doing a woman's voice.
See also the entirety of the, not the entirety, but see also certain examples of the medium that shall not be mentioned. The refuge in, oh, it's a demon, so technically it's 4,000 years old and, you know, it does not actually have, you know, let's say human categorizations. That is a very flimsy shelter.
Yeah, it's still, there's still signaling, like there's still coding, you know, regardless of what it actually is. And it's just like kind of gross. Mm-hmm. Like when those guys like talked and I showed up and all the jokes, like there's tons of gay panic jokes.
Yeah, specifically like between Jack and his mentor.
He's extremely concerned with maybe being kind of gay.
Right.
And that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just, it's, you know, earlier you said it's like lazy. Like it's just like, yeah, could it be more offensive? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's extremely lazy.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I never understand that with people who go on this like, oh, you're just too easily offended thing. Like, if you can't get on board with condemning this from a human rights perspective, like somebody is going to see this and be like, man, Shaq really doesn't want to be gay. That makes me feel pretty terrible as a gay guy.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm a kid who loves his basketball and now he's got this attitude. If you can't get on board with that actually being harmful, at the very least, can you get on board with it being like bad quality writing, like, or like bad quality humor, you know, like very lazy?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, and you know, just like every time that joke is used, that is taking up a spot where a good joke could have been included.
Yes.
Or, you know, like valuably, silence could have been included.
Yeah, this game is as verbose as Bubsy as well.
Yeah.
Like it's very talky. Yeah.
And it's a bit of a bummer because, okay, so we should probably say this. This is not a bad Mortal Kombat alike, you know, like the original Shaq Fu was. They take the fighting game combat and kind of parlay that into this really colorful, really loose beat-em-up.
Yeah.
Notably a beat-em-up that does not allow co-op, which is goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. So... And as a beat-em-up, you know, I said it was kind of more functional, and it is, but it is really boring. Like you do, there's a lot of spaces between when there are these like little exchanges between you and your master that are boring and, you know, kind of offensive. Mm-hmm. Spaces in between where they're just like, what if some new guys came out? Like the first level actually does kind of an impressive job of introducing, you know, it's very formulaic, but it's a good formula where mm-hmm. like, here's a new type of enemy. Here's a new type of enemy mixed up with an old type of enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's that new type of enemy, the old type of enemy, and an environmental hazard.
Yeah.
Like it runs through that order of operations over and over again, which is fine. Like that's actually good. Mm-hmm. It just does it too many times.
Yeah.
Like I played up through the end of the, like I fought two bosses. I fought a mini boss and a real boss.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it wasn't too hard. I just quit because I was bored and grossed out.
Yeah.
But during that time, like, it's just a little bit too long, a little bit too much repetition,
mm-hmm.
you know, less repetition than Final Fight. You know, it's still like a modern video game, like a modern brawler, but it's not a good one.
Like they put some systemic English on this, like the idea that by building up combos, you fill your energy meter and that can be used for like power kicks, which are like Bayonetta's witch attacks, except he summons a huge sneaker.
Yeah, yeah. Which I like
that. That's good. And like that also powers your dash, you know. So you can move left and right. Strangely enough, you have a dodge roll, but it only lets you go forward and backward. When I mentioned input glitches before, every time I tried to roll, Shaq would get stuck in the animation and would just roll away from the camera like he was shy.
Yeah, that's a really bad move. Like giving yourself a dodge roll in a beat-em-up is a good idea.
Yeah.
And making it work on that axis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Z axis, essentially the further the distance axis is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah, it's you clicking in R3 is a bad interface for it.
Yeah.
And you have to click in while it's up or down,
mm-hmm.
which usually like on using the R3, like you don't usually do that with a direction.
No.
You know, I actually can't think of any other game that does that.
No, like I know games that will ignore the R3 input if it's pushed too far in one direction, because that's obviously an accidental input, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't run into an actual glitch with it. I just thought it was hard to do on the surface.
Yeah. I would just get stuck in that. And that makes certain bosses, like certain encounters, like hard to manage, because you do have to, you know, basically get out of the axis of their incoming attack, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So how far did you get?
I got, let me see here. So after the fight with Frizzle, so I fought him, not Miss Frizzle mm-hmm. from the Magic School Bus, but just like a flashy guy. They started mixing up some of the encounters in such a way that it just, I died and my checkpoint was realistically maybe like 3 or 4 minutes back. And I was like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't get to the, Metal Jaw Donald Trump, which sorry guys, no, I know you started developing this back in like 2013 or whatever. Not okay.
Did you get to the transformation?
The transformation, no.
Yeah, so there's two different transformation modes Shaq can get in this, which I think are both funny.
Okay.
You can turn into Shaq Diesel, which is you put on like a suit of power armor.
Okay.
And it's actually kind of clever. Like, you are more or less invincible during that, but you have like a meter that overheats
mm-hmm.
and you do a different. So if you do your normal attack, your punch, you punch really quick. And if you do your kick attack, you like release heat. Like, you do kind of a ground slam that releases the tension.
Oh, nice.
So it's more or less just an invincibility, but if you fuck up and you overheat, then you are helpless for a little while and you take some damage.
Right.
That's kind of fun. And then the other thing, and again, this does make me laugh. Like, you can turn to a Shactus, which is a cactus Shaq that runs around shooting needles.
That's so good.
Like, I'm pretty into why not just be that kind of silly for the entire game and not make a bunch of jokes about, Shaq, like somebody being like, I want to help you. And then Shaq being like, whoa, I'm not into you that way.
Yeah.
Immediately. He is good and pure. Like, this feels like a fundamental misunderstanding of Shaq.
Yeah.
That I can only conclude that we 100% should have been hired on as consultants for this.
Yeah. What a missed opportunity. Like,
what a missed opportunity for them.
Yeah.
I would have accepted the paycheck and it would have been, brought a bunch of people to the show, mm-hmm. maybe. But also, we should 100% have been the people who understood Shaq, who could explain like what the cute, good, pure way of doing this would have been.
Right. Like the one that was kind of in line again with, what was endearing about the first one,
mm-hmm.
like even the basic premise, I don't know that you would have to change an awful lot. Like, I'm fine with it being more cartoony, like the visual style I think is good. It works. But mm-hmm. like part of the humor of this is that, okay, they open up. Shaq was found in like a handbag in a Chinese river and was raised there, raised in this small village. Like, okay. Yeah. That is a possible setup. It's not as funny as him warping in, but then everybody just makes a point of the fact that he's a big black guy in a Chinese village to the point where like enemies will call him burnt rice.
I did not like that.
Yeah.
I would have much rather like if they had just never commented on it.
Yeah.
Like if everyone just acted like, and you could have still made jokes about it. The jokes would have just been about him being in situations and no one noticing it.
Right.
And that just, it feels extremely insecure in mm-hmm. terms of its humor and writing.
Yeah.
To me, I guess. And that's probably like the biggest crime.
Yeah.
So.
Why do you keep saying gold bond? I get paid every time I say gold bond. Gold bond, yeah. Gold bond, gold bond. Sorry, I've got a video of this running.
I there's a long play. I'm surprised this didn't actually get more kind of flack, like, because it's also only 2.5 hours long.
Right.
Like, this is similar to Bubsy, where it's like there's not a lot of meat on the bone mm-hmm. for people who did give a shit about it.
Yeah.
I kept expecting to run into like an upgrade system because you collect coins all the time.
Yeah. You're collecting blue balls. Coins. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the blue balls that you get are the thing that allow you to do your ground slam.
Yes.
Thing. But you also collect like just straight up like currency that are gold coins, but I think they're just points.
Yeah. I don't know. I was bummed. I wanted this to be better. I wanted it to be more of a thing, Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. So anywho, that's kind of, I was expecting a lot more from this. I pushed this to the front of the pack.
Yes, you did.
On purpose, thinking this would be, yeah.
Well, oh my God. You really undersold the Shactus, Gary.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I just got to the point. It's not that he's like, like full on taking the form of a cactus. He just wears a green suit and he has like a Marge Simpson kind of a pillar on his head.
Yeah. He still has like needles on him and stuff, but he's just tossing them as he's running around. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, I am so into this Shactus, and I want the game that is built around like Shactus first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, well, does do an entire like bevy of Shaq puns as all your power ups.
Yeah. You
know? Like, that is easy, but it is also like better than what they had.
Yep.
Oh, well, so because this game is so new, it's very difficult to find any real game facts. There's just a lot of people like responding to it earnestly online, talking about like, oh, the Paris Hilton boss fight is incredibly cheap. Okay, cool.
Apparently the evil demon, the Chinese demon that you're fighting, brings in impersonates celebrities.
Okay.
So that is at the end you run into that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty unfortunate.
And compare that to just the random fighters that came off of somebody's sketchbook that are based on like Egyptian mythology.
Yeah.
You know, here we have. Yeah.
There are a bunch of people on the Game Facts who are upset about this not having characters from the original Shaq Fu.
Yes.
Which I appreciate. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man, you know, why isn't there Voodoo and Mephis in this? It's like, I remember Voodoo and Mephis.
Yeah.
Against
all odds, I remember these weirdos. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is depressing. The message board for this last post is in February 15th.
Uh-oh.
Of this year. So
yeah.
Once this game came out, it actually there's no discussion.
Yeah.
So
Well, there's another one. This is on the Xbox One. Like, there are people saying like, "Oh, I just finished this game. It was very buggy." Like, just really reacting. Also, this game was given out for free to people who bought the Switch NBA Playgrounds game.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That can't feel good when your game is a consolation prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Weird. And if you look on Steam, like, there are a lot of negative reviews about this, a lot of them related to jilted backers as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are, like, all the positive reviews are people who are responding almost directly to the meminess of it.
Yeah, that's the reviews. I looked at this on Metacritic, and it is people who say things like, it's janky and repetitive, but I got a good chuckle out of it,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a little bit of like, you know, so we, like, I watched that, that Deadpool 2 film,
mm-hmm.
And you saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it is a good example, I think, of just like throwing a billion jokes and just like, they don't have to all be hits,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the jokes are generally better, but also like, this is kind of going for that. So I can imagine just being, you know, playing this and being like, oh yeah, Shaktus, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, I'm more dragged down by the burnt rice.
Yes.
Kind of thing like that actually. So I can understand like a level of lack of sensitivity where you don't even notice that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it. Like, I don't think it's a good way to be.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that makes the, oh, we just throw a million jokes out there approach work is that there's a variety in those jokes. Like,
yes.
A lot of the time, you know, in the first, you know, bit that I played, it was, hey, your master might be gay and he's denying it to you. Kind of repeated, not like one after the other, but not enough in between. Like,
yeah.
let me forget that before you try again, you know?
Yeah.
If you try, yeah, or yeah. Moreover, maybe don't try again.
Yeah, please do not try again.
Yeah.
So I have, because of this, I had this, I'm glad I said I had this in the back pocket before I suggested it.
Yeah.
I got a story.
Okay.
For you. So the, I'm getting ready to move, and I went to, the department store to pick up some bins. This is not important. It's just important because I live close to the department store, but I took a lift home because I had groceries and I had a bunch of Rubbermaid bins.
Yeah.
You know, awkward to carry. I had the biggest nightmare lift that I've ever had, like bar none, you know, by an order of magnitude.
Oh no.
The worst lift. So I get in, the guy comes out, he looks like he's a spin doctor and he, like a spin dentist, like not a quite a full spin doctor, but like technically a doctor.
He's spin,
doctor,
he's spin pre-med.
Yeah. Spin, or, you know, scrubs, comes out like, hey man, you know, how's it going? You know, and just, you know, standing there with my bins, and it's just normal day. I don't feel like dealing with that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm all right. He's like, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I'm like, yeah, you know, weather cleared up. He's like, even if it didn't, it'd be beautiful, man.
Oh, no.
I get in the car. Dude's playing real upbeat music and says, like, and I can't remember his name. It's something like, it was like something like Keith or Kent or something like that. And he's like, hey man, you know, my name's Keith. Listen, right over here, you know, I got a ukulele if you want to play it. Now, I felt personally very called out by this, because as somebody who is recently who plays the ukulele and loves it, I now know, like, this is the dark side of that instrument. That is the only instrument that could have been used in this context,
right?
And is extremely embarrassing. And I wanted to be like, no, like, I've got a very nice, like, Cordoba concert ukulele that's made of real wood and sounds great. And I, it's not that. It doesn't have
was,
to be.
Was his, like, a little shitty plastic ukulele that was, it like, was painted to look like an alien or what?
It was, it was painted to look like a joint. Yeah, no, I mean, it was a bad ukulele, but, like, that wasn't, the point was just, like, it was wacky.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, like, you know, and I was like, I was put in that position, and I know that you relate to this, because this, I feel like this is, you and I both have different flavors of neuroses, but there's overlap, and this is one of them. I think we would have reacted the exact same way to this guy, and I really wish that we had been together for it, because it would have been,
if we would have been together, we would have fed on it, like we would have turned that around.
Yes, I think that's true. And then also the relief, the cathartic laughter after he, like, drove out of the distance would have been, you know, worth bottling.
Right.
At that point. But it felt like it was just, you know, him being wacky. And I had that position that I know you relate to, which is like, I could actually, like, he's trying to make a talk to me, like, I do know about this.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I could be like, oh, like, I know how to play ukulele. Like, I could, you know, I could be like, oh, what kind of ukulele is this? Like, you know, I could have engaged with him on that level because it was something we had in common, but I was not forced, but felt compelled to pretend I did not know anything about anything,
right,
to make the experience end quicker. Like, it was like I was at the dentist, you know, like I was just trying to make it end.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you know, cool. Yeah. I don't really play, you know, any instruments. I don't, I don't do anything.
I find music to be frivolous.
Yeah. I find this whole thing to be distasteful. And then he says multiple times, and it is a, one of the reasons, you know, it's an easy walk to the store. So the Lyft ride is about 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
You know, multiple times he says, man, you got to follow me on Insta here. Look at this.
Oh, no.
He pointed in the back of the seat, in the pocket in the back of the seat. There was a notebook where he had people write down whatever they wanted, and you can follow him on Insta at Lyft Log. So I was flipping through this book. He's like, write anything you want in there, man. You write your feelings, you write poetry, you get real if you want to. You get real. You tell me your deepest, darkest secrets, and I'm gonna publish them, and then someday I'm gonna sell that as a book. And I'm like, and I'm just, you know, all of my bones are made of ice. You know, I just, right. I can't. So I'm flipping through Lyft Log, and it is tons of, I was so embarrassed for my city because it was so many people being like, lol, what a hilarious Lyft driver, ukulele, !! And I'm like, who am I? Do I belong here? Should I be the kind of person I am? You know, what choices brought me to this? Like, what company am I keeping?
Yeah.
Holistically? You know, and just flipping through. So there'd be things like that. A bunch of people just like drawing, you know, shitty drawings of dogs and rainbows and stuff. And then there was like, I found ones where just like, you know, betrayal is a bitch. When one of your friends stabs you in the back over a man,
they're literally vague vengeance. Booking.
And I'm like, vague booking in the Lyft Log. just like flipping through and just going back and forth through those. Like, one person was like, you know, you never expect the people you love the most to hurt you. However, they always will. The only lesson you can learn in life is to trust no one. you know, and then just signed, like, you know, Jeff. Like, what the fuck, Jeff? You know, and just flipping through this. But I thought we could have a fun abject suffering day digging through Instagram.com/LyftLog. Because there is quite a bit of content here. That someday will be a book, and we can give our listeners a sneak preview of the book that is LyftLog.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a raccoon in a diaper.
Like, that's what we got here. There's a real good penis and balls, about five down on the left. Six down on the left. Hey, baby, want to check out my Sphygmo manometer? I hope you're having an amazing day. Send out positivity to the world. Smiley face. Awesome to have been in your car. You have a very positive vibe and very energetic.
Oh, so they're writing reviews of the guy. Like, they're not following the...
Except for the guy who just drew this, like, really, really sick, and I mean that in an ill way, penis and ball set. This is Burton Design Company. Follow me on Instagram at Burton Design.
That's funny. Good vibes only, and the O's and good are spirals.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're dealing with. And there's lots of pictures of the guy, because I want you to see, you know.
Oh, yeah. It looks kind of like Tom Papa a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right. I was be honest, show warmth to everyone you meet, and greet and cheat along the way. 420, blaze it, motherfuckers. JK, place of Lane here, smoke weed every day, peace and love. So, okay. Yeah.
Somebody just wrote tongue punch that fart box.
Yep.
Is that like a
I think that means eating ass.
Right. But is that like a catchphrase?
I think it is now. It's the official catchphrase of Instagram/LiveLog.
Yep. TPTFB.
Yeah. Yep. Great. Wow. Oh, Brant. Brant is his name.
Oh.
It's even worse than I thought it was.
Yeah.
A Lyft driver from heaven. Definitely, like, there's definitely like a person, you know, who this is what they're made for. And this guy got the exact opposite of that person.
Right.
You know, like, have you ever, like, what are the situations in your life? Like, can you remember like a time when you just felt in stark contrast to a background quite this hard?
You're putting me on the spot, and I can't really pull anything up. Like, I can only presume, like, just times when, like, even casting pretty far back, a lot of socializing and even like school stuff had to centered around the church and youth group kind of stuff. I generally always felt out of place there, but I feel like this is different. I feel like this is amplified because not only are you locked in a small space with this person, you're also completely under their control. Like, you are at at their will, far more than you ever should be.
It's like a choose your own adventure. Like, Prisoner of Brant. Choose your own adventure. Like, you know, Prisoner of the Brant people.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of a gigantic penis ejaculating onto a tiny man. As under that, it says Angus D. Headed to PDX to go back for my padre's funeral. Rip Jackie, heart. What is this? Like, so fucking weird, man.
There's a picture of a giantess standing next to a house with the word lady parts written and surrounded by stars right in front of her.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had the whole thing, and he was kind of watching me the whole time. Like, I'd picked it up and I was just trying to flip through the book.
He was going to feed on any of your utterances, even your expressions.
He was an improv team, and I was the improv audience.
That is actually a very apt thing. Yeah.
And we were locked in a room, and he was just waiting for me to say a Starbucks at the North Pole so he could just riff on it. Like, you know, in Mr. Show, there's the episode where David or Bob gets replaced by Kenzie Matthews.
Yeah.
The college favorite.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Tom McKinney doing like a really, really funny, more or less Robin Williams impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him just, you know, going through and like, you know, oh, you're the Eggman. Nice to meet you. I'm the Walrus. You know, just like making these really, he was like that. He was very Kenzie Matthews.
Yeah. And, you know, especially when you're alone with that, and with you, and when there is nothing to diffuse the ongoing. I presume all of this happened for the entire ride. It was a very short ride, right? Like,
it was there was no silence.
Right.
There was no point in which one of us wasn't talking, and I was trying to be as quiet as I possibly could and still be polite.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Especially if I was alone in that situation, all I could think is, all of this joy is a symptom of great sorrow. And like, maybe that's not the kindest or most accurate thought. Maybe that says more about me than it would about the other person in that equation. But like, that has to be true, right? There's at least enough of a basis for that it's at least worth inquiring about, or at least worth mentioning.
I think so too. Yeah, and like, there's something to the idea of like, when you are this person, you get out of the lift, and then before opening up the trunk, you do a couple squats because it's leg day.
Uh-huh.
Like, in front of people, which Brandt did.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Isn't it like, don't you feel embarrassed just by proxy? Like, I'm thinking about it and I'm having like, flashbacks to my embarrassment.
I'm getting flop sweat about this.
Yeah. Like, it just makes me nervous that Brandt's out in the wild, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle the fact that. So I never he was nice and got me to my place, and he is my least favorite kind of person in the world, but I didn't want that to reflect on his job duty.
Right.
I had another Lyft moral conundrum, like the last one I talked about, but this one I gave a bad review to, because by no means could I ever have this guy again.
Right.
I put in my time. I feel like it's when you do jury duty,
uh-huh,
and like, you can't have jury duty again for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put in my Brandt. I need to never get Brandt. I can't get Brandt again. So I gave Brandt 4 stars and didn't say anything, but I know that means I will never get Brandt again.
Good.
Because that's how Lyft works.
Good.
So I shall never see Brandt again in my life unless I want to go on to Lyft Log and learn more about Brandt.
So for a person who wants to be an Insta star, which, sorry, I said Insta, and in that syllable, my skeleton jumped out of my mouth and is now running in the direction of Dayton, I guess.
That is the only way that Brandt referred to it as.
Yeah. So, like, go ahead.
No, just know that you're being on Brandt.
Okay. Like, I'm being on Brandt.
Yeah.
Because his name has Brandt in it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, for somebody who, you know, is banking on this, gotta throw a little bit of shade. He's only got 51 posts, and he seems to be taking cell phone pictures of the notebook as opposed to doing like scans. So a lot of these are like cut off at the top, or the exposure is real weird. Like, man, you gotta put a good foot forward, you know, get a workflow. Come on.
Yeah. He was talking about selling the book eventually. And I was like, oh, you know, just probably just like self print up, you know, like a best of. And he's like, no, man, just actually selling the notebook. And I was like, okay. You know, like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not here to give you free marketing consult.
Yeah.
On this. I just smiled and said, cool. He was really encouraging me when I was holding the book. He's like, man, just write something real in there. You know, like, you know, talk about like a time you felt really sad, or a time you cried from joy, you know. And he's just being real aggro with me. He's like, you know, other people, they just go in there and they'd be like, man, what a nice day. You know, can't wait for summer. So I wrote, what a nice day. Can't wait for summer, in the book, and then just put it back. But I felt like I needed him to see me write something, because he was driving, you know, and looking at the road the minimum amount you can while staring directly into my eyes and waiting for me to write something in the Lyft log. Like, it was real torturous, man.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about this. I was like, well, this is a good anecdote. Like, should I do this for, like, what show should I bring this anecdote to? Because I have a sickness and I process real life from joy to misery, and I put it into shows. But I ultimately decided on Abject Suffering, because I, out of everyone, like, Will would definitely relate to this. Like, Will would hate this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that you would relate to it the most.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, just this book, man, like, somebody, like, just a third of a page is just ISFP. So like, combining the Myers-Briggs type analysis with this thing. No, none of this should be suffered. Like, I understand having a chipper demeanor. I understand wanting to give people an experience, you know, like a good experience, not an experience. There's a big differentiator there. Right. But this is especially tone deaf, and I don't know, man, imagine this sentence being spoken 20 years ago. I don't want this cab ride to be all about you.
Yeah. Like, that, I mean, that's extremely apt. Like, it is like, there's a karaoke lift that I've heard tell that's in Portland. And I always, like, I'm terrified of getting that. Like, I like to think the fact that I'm by myself with groceries would preclude me from, like, being put on the karaoke spotlight. But, right, like, there's one cash cab, folks.
Yeah.
And the, you know, cash cab gives out money, you know, like I don't getting an experience, like a surprise experience. Like this was a real life mimic, like in every possible way.
Oh my God.
Like this is as close to my life as a mimic. Ever yeah. been. This person here on the lift log, humans are funny. Have compassion and dance. We're going to go see the Eagles at the Moda Center, rescheduled for May 5th. Excited. Ride with a great ride. Smiley face.
Oh man. Captain's log. Good post. 5:15 and 5:16, aka Twinsday.
Fuck you. This person wrote, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. But they wrote it emulating all the fonts of like a wooden board you would put on the side of your house.
Oh no.
You know, like, or like, you know what I'm talking about? Like a Target art.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Does that ever,
no, my mom has lots of those, including a sign that she hung up in my bathroom, the bathroom back at home in their house that says, let me think here what the phrasing is. Changing the toilet paper doesn't cause brain damage.
Cool.
So, yeah. So I'm like, I mean, you can talk to me about this. I think I do an okay job of changing the toilet paper.
A brutal subtweet.
Yeah. A brutal subtweet that I see literally every time I stand at that toilet and pee.
Yeah. Just okay. Well, I guess I'll check and see if it has toilet paper.
Yeah. But no. But I know what you're talking about. Like a woodcut or like a kind of like a twee. Like a twee hand painted sign. Yeah.
Yes.
Bless this mess.
Yeah. Turn your to-do list into a today list.
Right. No, this is bad.
Yeah. I'm deeply like unnerved by this mimic. So.
Yeah. No, I had an anecdote. I talked about this in the Abject Suffering Shell, but I want to save it for posterity. Did you see me talking about my experience of going to buy Vampire?
I don't think so. Yeah. I've been blocking out Vampire because I know I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to know anything about it.
This has nothing to do with the game.
I wasn't saying not to say. I was saying I probably ducked out when Vampire came up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's been my habit.
It's been your MO. Yeah. No. Yep. So I was impatient. I didn't want to wait for it on Amazon. And I ended up going to Walmart anyway because they sell a particular kind of sleeping pill that I like. And I was like, well,
it's very funny. Like I understand what you mean, but that's just a very funny statement.
The Equate sleeping pill is actually really good. Yeah. Well, no, it's Equate motion sickness medicine, but it's the same stuff. It's diphenhydramine. No, but I was like, okay, well, I'm here. Like might as well just buy Vampire. They're going to have it. It's launch day. So I walk back, you know, how every big box store like that has their electronic section kind of cordoned off. Like there's one way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm walking and I'm not really paying attention. I'm maybe looking at my phone or whatever. Somebody walks up to me and says, "Hey, who do you use for your cable and television provider?" And I look, and it's like, it's a guy who's posted up at one side of the electronics entrance. And he's from Spectrum. Spectrum used to be Time Warner. And I don't feel like engaging with him. And I say, "Actually, it's Spectrum. That is a lie. I lied to this person because I didn't want to be sold to. I didn't want to be engaged any further." He's like, "Oh, how do you like it?" And I'm like, "It's fine." And so I turn and walk toward the electronics section. I'm stopped again by somebody who is right across the aisle from him on the other side of the entrance from DirecTV, who asks, "How much do you pay for Spectrum?"
Ah, geez. Ooh. Yeah. That's rough.
So I look up and I say, And I tell him, like, I don't even say how much I pay. I just say, "I'm about to move. I can't get into a new television relationship now." And he's like, "Okay." And I look at the two of them and say, "So are you guys just like set up? Like, are you dueling?" And I say, "Yeah, well, he's trying real hard because I'm beating him." And then as I walked away, they like walked over to the same table and were like talking to each other. I hate, like, if I could have found a ladder to climb over the wall to get out without walking by them again, I would have done that. Like I want to like Spider-Man or parkour away from that because I can't, like, that is unconscionable that they would like double team you like that.
It feels like something that should, like, the company, like somebody, the customers would complain about it and the company would stop that.
Yes.
Nobody enjoys that. Like, I think that, like, you and I are probably more sensitive to that kind of thing than the average person. I don't think the average person digs it.
No.
Like, I'm just out and I really, really want someone to randomly try to get me to buy a very expensive TV.
To, you know, to make a multi-month commitment. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't think anybody digs it.
No.
So like, I just imagine somebody being like, hey, I just want to go, you know, I would just like to go to the electronics section without getting
without like, being accosted.
Yeah. Would you stop this? And eventually they like Walmart would just stop. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because there are three corporations that are culpable for this.
Every single
corporate entity that was involved in touching this, like all three of them, like they were killing Caesar, had their hands on the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was no good. It was similar back, like it was Memorial Day, like the 31st. And I went to Party Source, the big liquor store across the river to get, you know, just to get some, you know, some having around the house whiskey. It was Memorial Day. And at both entrances, they had posted up people from DAV, Disabled American Veterans, handing out forget me nots. And I'm like, guys, you're not giving me a lot of options here. Like, I don't have a lot of outs. Like,
Yeah. Shit's rough, man.
It is.
I just wish that there was, like, it's amazing to me that headphones aren't socially considered a leave me alone cue.
Well, they used to be.
It used to be a thing. And I've gone back and forth, and it, you know, putting it out there, like, I understand, like, women have a way bigger problem with this than men do. Like, I'm not trying to compare my plight. Me being annoyed by a Lyft driver is not the same thing as actual harassment. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like if you have headphones on, and I've gone back and forth between like earbuds and big obvious headphones, it should just be by no means talk to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should pretend like this person is invisible and doesn't exist except for purposes of not running into them or running over them.
Yeah. Like,
if I'm on fire, if I drop my wallet, you know, like tap me on the shoulder. Like,
yeah.
Other than that though, like, just, you cannot, you know, like, I just, you gotta leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, be left alone for this.
Yeah, there has to be an agreed upon convention around that. And I think that everybody thinks that they're the exception to it. You know, like, I have in the past walked around with headphones in that were not plugged into anything.
Me too.
You know, just to avoid, like, hey, you know, I really just want to be on my lonesome here. And it's like, I'll be walking past a sample, you know, like a sample thing at the Meijer, and the person will like start speaking to me, and I will pretend not to hear them, and they will gesture and like, just like try to draw me into them. Like, no,
yeah.
Look at me.
The gesture really should be like I am bleeding.
Right.
You know, maybe like there's blood trickling out from under one of the headphones, and that deserves a gesture, but yes. Like a, you know, a Stouffer's lasagna pocket does not justify a gesture.
No,
you know? So it's just, you know, and like, it's not all the time. Like, I will sometimes go out, like if I go and order something, you know, if I go up to a barista, I don't keep my headphones in.
No.
And I'm like, nice. Like I'm a very nice person out in the world.
Yeah.
There's just something about like wanting something from me that puts me on a back foot. Like, I don't like being sold to, and that is what's happening.
Yeah.
Like one of my, you know, New Year's resolution-y things, was to like, any homeless person who talks to me, I'll like talk to.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to be like, even if it is just to say like, not today.
Yeah.
You know,
no, but you're not going to contribute to their sense of invisibility.
Yes. Right? I don't ignore people like as a thing for that. But like, that's not the same thing as like Greenpeace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the same thing as like a TV salesman. Like, those people want money or numbers from me in a way that is not like, does not intersect with my desire to be a better human.
Right. The transaction that they are seeking is for you to pay your attention so they gain a result.
Yes.
You know, whatever capital R result might be.
And a lot of times that result is not even their fault. Like, that sample person who's waving you in probably had their manager be like, you need to get your sample numbers up 20%, or, you know, we're not going to meet the quarterly smile burst goal for this month or some shit.
They have gotten written up for lack of hustle. Like, I understand it. I get it. But
it just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what a shitty situation that, like, you know, I can't. And it leaks into other stuff, too. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, me having that like will put me on a mood to just kind of be like strangers for a while. And maybe like there are people who are genuinely like nice and I would have good interactions with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so used to a random accostment being a sales kind of thing that I'm missing out on those good things because by volume it's mostly bad.
You like, go
there could
dead.
Be some Kool-Aid at the bottom of this like cup of shit, you know?
Like, yeah.
I just don't want
to
drink it.
Well, you just go dead to the good stuff because, you know, because so many of the roads to your attention are trod by highwaymen, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's just marauders.
Stick to the roads.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to off roading it. Just as good a metaphor as Shaq Fu Legend Returns as any, I guess.
Yeah.
So anywho.
Man.
Shaq is still good. I'm disappointed in him.
Yeah.
But I still love him.
Yeah. There have been developments in Shaq technology since we spoke about him last, though. Like him signing up for the general is pretty funny, I think.
Yeah.
Being the spokesman for that.
He's a great general.
Yeah.
So I like him a lot. That doesn't show up in the game. I think it happened after.
Yeah.
So, but people did want it. I found some people asking for like wishing for more references to the general,
mm-hmm.
like that, them wanting that to be one of the transformations.
Yes.
But I think Shaktus is really inspired.
Yep.
You know, and Shaq Diesel is also pretty good. Like mm-hmm. those are both funny.
Yeah. Incorporate it.
Yeah. Yep, yep. And some of the songs are actually from the Shaq CD that Brian Wade, noted sweetheart, got me.
Yep.
Oh,
that
me are
too.
On the soundtrack list. Yeah, like that when they talk about him having skills at the reference to I Got Skills,
mm-hmm.
one of the singles from that Shaq.
There are new Shaq rap tracks in this as well.
Yeah. Yep. He really put his whole heart into it, and I just wish he had a better game developer around him.
Yeah. I wish that he would have been guided and guided in order to cultivate something that would have been better and purer, I think.
yep.
Oh well,
anywho, if you like this show, you should definitely support us on Patreon.
Please do.
Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. That's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have it.
Yes.
If
and
you enjoy
we will
great times,
we will not lock you into a car. Well, except for the car that you're in listening to this. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Like you have locked yourself into this car for safety.
Yes.
We shall not lock you into a car.
Yes.
One of the guarantees about Duck Feed is if you ever want it to stop, you can just make it stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You do it by taking out your headphones. It's like the opposite of the real world.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for listening. If you want to tell friends about the show or review us on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, that is very much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. That's probably about it.
Think so.
Those are the things we need. Yeah. So until next time, you should watch out for Instagram/LiftDog.
Watch out for Instadog.
Yeah, Insta.